Hey everybody. Oh my god, it's been so long. I'm so happy that you guys are still supporting me and listening every time I submit a new episode. And it's been some crazy events that have halted new episodes, but I think we got it together. And we can keep it moving now, I think, after all this. So back to what I was saying about things have been crazy and stopping the recordings. So your girl got, well, she didn't get sued, but she almost got sued in between recording episodes, and it's quite the story, and I think we should talk about it here, right? So yeah, it was crazy, guys. Like, I almost got sued, like, for real. And I'm gonna get into the details of what happened, spill all the tea. And yeah, so just stay tuned for that. So I got like a whole list of questions I want to get to. Let's get to the first segment. You already know what it is. Okay, so this segment, if you're new, this segment is devotion or words of wisdom, whatever. I still haven't figured out what I want to call this segment, but yeah, you're gonna get a quote, a good quote. Okay, so today's quote says, sometimes you have to be crazy to achieve success. Oof, I'll read it again. Okay, so it says, sometimes you have to be crazy to achieve success. That's deep, right? I mean, in how it's said, it seems pretty simple, right? But really, like, you can seem crazy to every single person around you when you have an idea. And it's just the people that believe their crazy ideas from start to finish, no matter what anybody has to say, are the people that are successful. I know everybody brings up Bill Gates, but it's like the best story. Like, he did not go to college or whatever, finish college. He dropped out and was like, I'm going to bet on myself. And he started a technological revolution. I know that was really hard to say, but he did. Like, the world has not been the same since he, you know, made his dream a reality, or his ideas in a reality. So what I want to say to you is that whatever ideas you have, crazy or whatever, do it. Like, what's stopping you? The opinions of other people? Well, I mean, that's none of your business what other people's opinions are saying about you. What matters most is your opinion about yourself and you achieving whatever you set your mind to. And who cares if it fails? Failure is the best way to get to success, because now you know what to do better. So you can't even look at it as a failure. It's just another step to get to your success and whatever else. And so, yeah, be crazy, whatever that means. Be weird, whatever that means. Because it doesn't matter, it's your life. Everybody is unique for a reason. you know? So you might as well just relish in being who you are. Nobody else can be you. Nobody else can look like you. No matter how much they try, nobody can look like you or speak like you or talk like you. Relish in that. That's a good thing. Like, who would want everybody to talk like them? That would be kind of weird, right? So, yeah. That's my little TED talk, you know. I gotta add in there. But hope you guys got anything from that. Whatever. Yeah. It's, like, so hot in here. Oh, my God. Anyways, I'm gonna try to stay on track, but it's really hot. So, yeah, that's the end of that segment. Okay, so let's get into the real information that you came to this episode for, right? I know you're waiting or you're probably like, girl, get to it. So I will. So, hold on, it's too hot. Hold on. Okay, so I almost got sued. Obviously. And so let's just set the scene of the day, you know, let's just give you the details in full. So I was having an amazing day. I was giving one of my good friends some advice about her podcast and everything. You know, she wanted to start a podcast and she wasn't so sure about doing it. And so with the success and support that I've been getting from this podcast, I was like, oh yeah, girl, like, go ahead and do it. Like, what's stopping you? I kept telling her, like, what's stopping you? You're so unique. Your story is so unique. Your experience is so unique. Nobody can take that away from you. You know, and just was telling her and preaching to her about that. And, you know, I felt good about it. And she even was like, okay, I'm gonna look to see if anybody has my name or has my subject. And she was like, oh no, I can't do it anymore because people kind of are talking about the same things I want to talk about. And so I just like, no, like, who cares? Like, just still do it because nobody has your specific story. Like, I kept telling her that nobody has whatever. It's, I mean, and I was like, yes, definitely search the name up because you never know. You don't want to have the same exact name as somebody else. You know, for other reasons. And so an hour or so went by, but also wait, so earlier in the day I was talking to another person and I was saying to him, like, I don't have anything to talk about anymore. Like, I don't know what to talk about now. Like, I've already told everybody I'm an introvert. I told them my story. What is left to talk about? And so to saying all of that to say, so an hour later, I get a random DM from some random girl on my business page. And so let me just pull up what she said. Uh-oh. Hello. No, don't tell me. Okay. Let me pull up what she said, y'all. So, okay. So I'm gonna read y'all the exact message that I got. So she says, hi, I'm the host of the Introverted Black Girl podcast. I started a few years ago. My team found your podcast, Introverted Black Girl, and wanted to take legal action because your name and concept was the same as mine. However, I told them I would contact you because I didn't want it to go too far. So I'm asking you to change the title of your podcast to prevent confusion on the public space since we are not affiliated. Thank you. And oh my God, I was like, my heart just sunk, you guys. And I was like, what? Am I in the Twilight Zone? Just tell me if I'm getting punked. I have to be, because I kid you not. I literally searched up my name with my sponsor. They have a time period where they like verify you and all this stuff. In your name, it takes 24 hours for them to basically give you the rights to your name. And so I was like, oh my god, like I literally just came up with this name out of the blue, because I was gonna name it something else, but I was like, I'm not feeling this. It's not giving me any personality. It's not really telling you a little bit about me in a title. So I was like, okay, an introverted black girl. Right? That's, oh my God, that's dope. Like, nobody's even thinking about that, because I was like, nobody even thinks that black girls are introverts, which is a total lie. But like, I was like, nobody even thinks we're introverts. Everybody thinks we're so loud, whatever. And so I thought I just had made this idea up from my mind. And I did. It came to me randomly. And I was like, oh, okay. I just made something nobody else is thinking about. So months later, we're here and I'm like, this cannot be for real right now. Like, she has a whole Instagram for this podcast called Introverted Black Girl Podcast, I think is what it's called, which is literally almost the same thing as my name. Because my name was, what was my name? Introverted Black Girl. So that's pretty much the same name as far as on the podcast world or whatever. So I guess where I messed up is when I did not search the podcast name on like all platforms, because I was only worried about Spotify, and I'm really all about trying to get people to listen to me on Spotify. And so I guess that was the wrong move because yeah, here we are. And so all of that to say, I was heartbroken. I definitely was getting attached to that name so much. And I was like, I was fighting so hard to keep it, because I was like, hey, you know, I actually put a introverted black girl, right? You just have introverted black girl. And I looked it up on LegalZoom and it said like, hey, you know, you can't trademark a name that is similar to anybody else's actually, because then it would confuse the consumer. And I was like, great, 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 great. Great. Got it. So I was just like, oh my God, what am I gonna do now? Like, everybody is used to the name I had. What am I going to do? I don't want to change my name at this point, because I've already like advertised it so many places. Like, it was like becoming, oh my God, like, I don't want to like get emotional about it, but I was really getting used to having that as my name. But it's like, this girl, how can I be mad at this girl? And I feel like, yes, we all have different experiences. That's still true to me to this day. We all have different experiences. And I did not whatsoever know that she even existed until she sent me that DM. So it was such a shock and surprise. But it was just like, is this a dream or is this a joke? When she like came into my DMs and I was like, what? So we all have different experiences. I don't have any ill wishes to the girl that came up to me with this podcast. Hey, I feel like if my listeners want to listen to her go right ahead because we have totally different experiences. I've even listened to one of her episodes and we're totally different personalities, totally different. We talk about totally different things as far as introverted or extroverted people. So I have nothing against her at all. Like, I respect her for one, coming and warning me, even if she wasn't seriously going to sue me or had a legal team. Like, I really respect her for coming to me with respect first. You know, it did get a little, argumentative or defensive at one point, and I'm glad we just stopped it where we were and we just let it go before it escalated to something. And I never wanted that at all, because I feel like there's no point in trying to fight one of my sisters, especially an introverted one at that. We're in the same ballpark as far as who we are in personality or in social situations. So I relate to her and I have respect for her. It's all love here. Like I said, if you want to check out her podcast called Introverted Black Girl Podcast, definitely go ahead and do that, because there's no love lost there. It's just a different party over here. It's just a different party, and I'm comfortable and confident in that my listeners are listening for my experiences and they're listening for hers, which are totally different experiences once again. So anyways, it definitely broke my heart that, you know, I would be stuck with changing my name, and the process of that was pretty difficult, because, you know, that's just like your parents giving you the name that you had for some time. You get used to being called that name. You get used to saying that name is yours. And then one day somebody's like, hey, you know what? No, you can't have that name, because I don't want to be affiliated with you. I don't want anything to be confused, or credit cards to be confused. I don't know, some random example, but it's something. It's like, I didn't know what to call the podcast. And I'm sure you already see what my podcast name is if you click this episode, because you see, surprise, I don't have an introverted black girl on anything anymore. Anyways, before I get emotional, let me get to some questions. How did I take it? My reaction. I guess you pretty much got my reaction. I was pretty heartbroken. Oh yeah, so the crazy thing about her podcast, again, was like, I listened to one of them to just see if what she was saying, like, was true about our concepts being similar. Because I was like, I don't think our concepts are that similar. It can't be, right? Nobody lives the life I live. And I listened to the podcast, right? And she even had the same type of sound effects that I try to do. Like, I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm so corny for trying to put sound effects on my podcast. And here she is, she's doing the same thing, and it's really good. And I just never expected, like, I know that sound effects are with any type of entertainment. I didn't make up sound effects at all. Not saying that, but it was just like, wow, the way I utilize sound effects is the same way she's trying to, or she has, because I had to back down from using the name, because this girl already had this podcast going since 2016. And I pretty much recorded things last year in 2020. So I couldn't even say anything, because how can I say anything if she had the podcast way before me, right? So if I was in her situation, I would want somebody that just started their podcast to not have the same exact name as me. So I just had to look at it from her perspective, as I usually do. And just be like, okay, I surrender. I have a white flag here. because I can't say anything about it, because you had this going before me and you have 177 episodes. So excuse me. I'll just be on my way. Because it's like, what can you do? So anyways, what happens now? So in the hopes that I don't get sued, I changed my name. So I'll give you a little insight into some of the names I was going to pick. So my brother right away, like, he did research on what names I could use and what names I could not use. And so some of those names were, the first name he came up with was like, Introverted Black Queen. And I was like, I kind of like that. And then like an hour later, I was like, I don't know. It doesn't really flow off the tongue as well. And I was like, And then later on, I searched and, you know, I took my own advice and actually searched on other platforms before I just chose a name and thought it was mine forever. I searched a name and somebody else had Introverted Black Queen. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to avoid that. Gonna sidestep that one this time and choose something else. So the other names that I had, let's see, like I had like a whole list of names, because I was like, we're not doing this again. I'm not changing my name again. So that's that. So I was gonna do, I talked this over with my mom and I was like, okay, so what about the misunderstood introvert? Ooh, mysterious and introverted. Like, that's me all the way. Like, are you kidding? So, I like that because it kind of, it was like, I can do the acronym TMI. And that was like, okay, TMI podcast. Okay, love that. Play on words, play on acronyms. Love it. I had that for a while and then I was like, I don't know. I don't want it to be too deep, right? Like, I'm super goofy and silly. Like, I don't want it to be like, oh, this is going to be a deep podcast. Let me, curl up and get my journal and, you know, put my glasses on and get into this. You know, I didn't want it to be like an ominous type of vibe. Like, I always want it to be a playful vibe, like somewhere that you guys can come to just laugh and like be like, I never thought about it that way, or, you know, just like a cool vibe, like nothing too serious. Like, sometimes it may get a little deep if I share like an experience that I had that's emotional, sure, and then we could to learn more through that. But I don't want it to be like every episode is like, oh, she's so misunderstood, she's so this and that. Like, other people have that story, which is totally fine. And it's like, you just go to them for that. So anyways, next one was Introverted Doses with Aaliyah Trené. I kind of love that, but it was like, I don't know. Introverted Doses with Aaliyah Trené. I don't know, because it's like Introverted Doses, like I don't want it to be similar to Small Doses with Amanda Seales. Like, that's one of my favorite podcasts, so I didn't want it to be like that and run into something again. So I just wanted something super unique. I think you get the point. Like, I have a couple more, but I know you don't want to sit through that. So I'm just going to be self-aware in that. So eventually, you know what? I asked God, because me and God are really cool. We are really tight. And I was like, just God, like, whatever you want this podcast to be named, I don't care. I trust you. I know that you're going to protect this name. And it's going to be something special. And whatever it is, just funnel it through me and I will make it happen. And so that was my prayer for the night. And so when I got up, looked at myself in the mirror, just came to me and I was like, the introverted girl show. Like, that comes off so fast, I have to even like slow it down, like the introverted girl show. And then I just started doing like a song with it, which is like so embarrassing, but like maybe I'll do a little bit of it at the end of the episode. But like, I wanted to do like a little I'm not gonna lie, I wanted to do like a little theme song with it, because it's like so, it flows off the tongue so well, like introverted girl show. Like, okay, but I might show you guys that. I mean, I might let you hear that. I keep saying show, like this is the actual show, but like an actual like visual show. And it's not. So anyways, I was like, I'm gonna be the introverted girl. She can be the introverted black girl, and I'll just be the introverted girl. No problems that I have with that. No problems there. And that's that. Like, it's fine. And we'll just move on. We'll be totally fine. I'm just listing things to reassure myself that everything's fine. And you know, there's something important to learn about, like, all of this. Just because something happens that may be negative, you know, it doesn't have to be looked at negatively, you know? I could have just curled up and been like, you know what, that's it. I'm not gonna do my podcast ever again. And just been like, I guess that's it. But you know what? I just was like, I need to adapt. I need to adjust and move on and try to find a different name. Like, I just kept trying to find solutions. Like, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do to keep this going? Because I know this is so important to people to hear the experiences of introverts. Especially a lot of my extroverted friends, they're saying like, oh my God, like I never understood introverts, their perspective, what they think about things, why they think about things. And so I was like, this is bigger than me. This is something that people need to hear, because, you know, we don't really want to share ourselves all the time. You know, and I wanted to just be the person to let them in into our world as introverts. And yeah, like I really learned in the name change, like don't give up on yourself. Never count yourself out. Never count your experiences out, like no matter what. Like the quote said, you have to be a little crazy. You have to be a little out there to achieve success. And that's crazy. Cause I just looked up a quote of the day, and today of all days, that was the quote. And so I know it was meant to be. The introverted girl show is here to stay. Nobody else better come up with that name. I'm just saying. But yeah, I'm excited to where we're going. I have some fun new episodes like planned, like her coming to me with that information really just sparked energy in me to want to figure out episodes, not just say, just be complacent and just be like, oh my God, people love the podcast. I'm good now. Now I can just set that down and just do something else like I usually do. But yeah, like her doing that just made me like say, okay, what can I do to make myself set myself apart from everybody else and to talk about things, right? And so I just have some fun new topics to talk about, episodes. I'm going to start having guests on the show, which is so exciting to me because now I can stop talking and they can talk. Because yeah, I'm still an introvert, you know? I might just be a little outgoing, but like I would love to stop talking. Thanks. But yeah, I'm excited for where we're going. I'm excited that you guys are still here. I know I say that every single time, but like I still don't have any words. I'm feeling so much gratitude. I'm feeling a lot of things and I'm so grateful. I never want to feel like I never want to feel like I deserve to be here. I deserve to be here, yes, but like like I'm just happy like that you guys want to listen to me, because like I never thought anybody wanted to. So yeah, I'm never gonna get entitled and be like, oh my God, they're supposed to be listening to me. I'm just that girl. Like, you're supposed to be listening. No, I'm not gonna be that. So just get used to me thanking you every episode, okay? So yeah, like I think that's all I can honestly talk about at this point. I almost got sued, guys, and I changed my name. That's a very big thing, yes. So definitely search up the Introverted Girl Show. And I think I may do a theme song about it or for it. It's gonna be very goofy, so bear with me. I'm trying to put myself out there a little bit more each and every day, so I'm not gonna hype it up. It's not gonna be super spectacular. It's not at all. It's just me saying the words of my title. So yeah, that's all I can say. I hope you guys enjoyed my craziness, however long this is. I feel like this could either be 10 minutes or 30 minutes. I don't even know how much time has gone by. But I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, whatever you're doing. Please, I know I'm going to be one of those people now, but please definitely subscribe or follow my podcast, please, because I want to keep doing this. I have so much planned for this. And yeah, just give me a rating, because that would be nice to have some. And if it's like you're trying to give me constructive criticism, I'm all for that as well. But also like give me a good rating if you actually enjoy listening to my podcast. So like seriously, like I really would appreciate that, because other podcasts have that and I didn't realize that, and I would love that. Thank you. But anyways, before I just go into complete madness, yeah, thank you for listening. Yeah, I'll do the little outro with my proposed theme song. And yeah, thank you for listening, The Introverted. Bear with me, I'm so bad with my words. Thank you for listening to The Introverted Girl Show. This is Aaliyah Trine. And yeah, have a great day. It's the Introverted Girl Show. Introverted Girl Show. Introverted Girl Show. This is so ratchet.